Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3455BN. Today's date is September 19th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Prepares Iranian Narrative, Trump Hints at Change of Batter, Some of All Fears. Talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they're now building their narrative for the election. And their narrative is that Iran is going to be involved in manipulating the election. On one side, you have Russia helping Trump. On the other side, you have Iran helping Biden and Kamala because they're putting out the narrative that Iran hacked into the Trump campaign. They got their information. They gave that information to the staffers. Now, think about why they're doing this. Remember, Iran and Russia, they're allies, which is very, very interesting. So they're building this narrative for the election. And remember that the deep state players, they know that they're going to need a candidate. Right now they have Kamala Harris that can do, you know, halfway decent in the polls where she can actually have her base vote for her. But when you start to look at the internal polls and when you start to look at what's really going on, you could see that she is not there, even though they're telling you that she is, that she's very, very close. And she's running neck and neck with Trump and Trump's having troubles. And sometimes she's a little bit ahead of Trump. That's all BS. The deep state players, they're panicking right now because they realize from their internal polls. And all we got to do is look at the poll that Elon Musk put out. Actually, the poll that the Teamsters Union put out. Remember, they have 14.4 million people that were voting. And think about it. Their transparent vote that they released looks very, very similar to what Elon Musk put out there. So that tells you that Kamala, she's not doing that well at all. Remember, the networks, what do? They take 1,000 people. They make sure they have about 800 that are Democrats that are all for Kamala. They have 200 that are split up between Republican and Independents. And they say, wow, this is a close race. Can you believe it? See, those other polls, the raw polls, are more realistic. And what the deep state is thinking right now is, holy crap, okay, we're not just going to have to make up a couple of ballots here and there to make it look like she won. But since her poll numbers are dropping like a rock every single day, we're going to have to make up almost all of it with the ballots. And that is going to be very, very difficult to do. Even with the illegals, they would have to shut down for a very long period of time. And this is why Trump and the Patriots are out there. And Trump specifically said, listen, when you make it too big to rig, there's a certain point where you just can't manipulate it anymore because it's not believable. Because when you shut down for a day or two, yes, maybe you can convince the people. But when you shut down for 3 weeks, yeah, people aren't going to believe this at all. Because think about it. The deep state players, they're going to have to print like there's no tomorrow. So I do believe what they're doing right now is they're building the narrative that Iran is assisting Biden and Harris. And I wonder if this is also going to be used to say, well, maybe Kamala must step down and maybe we need to replace her with somebody else. Actually, Trump is already hinting at that. He's already hinting at a change of batter, which is very, very interesting. But also what they're doing here is they're building the narrative of why the elections are going to be manipulated. Because once again, they're not going to be able to do it during the election. They're not going to be able to pull this off. So I do believe they have two tactics. One is pre-election to try to pull it off and see if we can get whatever candidate they have to win. And then they have their other plan, which is after the election, make sure Trump doesn't get into office. And I do believe this is why they're building this narrative right now with Iran. And also they're putting out the idea that Russia is also helping, where they're also interfering with the election. And this came from the Department of Homeland Security and DOJ. So they have these two players that they're wanting everyone to look at. Now, in reality, we know what really happened. The FBI, they hacked, or whoever their deep state players are, they hacked into Trump's campaign hoping to find something that they could use. They got nothing. The staffers looked through it, and this information got out there, and people said, holy crap, yeah, you know who did it? Iran. But we know it was an inside job. We know it was the deep state players, and they didn't find anything. So they're using it for their narrative. And I do believe Iran is then connected to Obama, which is connected to Uranium One, which is then connected to war, which we are now headed towards. So I do believe that we're heading towards a period of time where people are going to be afraid because war is approaching. We're going to find out a lot about Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, where they sold uranium to Russia, and that was distributed to North Korea, distributed to Syria, to Iran, and many other places. And we're going to see all of this take place. Now, really think about what is happening right now. At the same time, the deep state players is trying to figure out how we can manipulate the election. Everything now is being exposed in regards to their pedo network, human trafficking, child trafficking, how they're trying to destroy this country. It's all happening at the same time. And you know what's happening? The movement, Trump's movement, the people's movement, it is getting larger and larger every single day. And I do believe Trump sent the deep state a message saying, listen, I know what you're doing, and I know your plans, I know your playbook, but at dawn, after the election, I win, I win, I win. He played Nessun Dorma at his rallies, letting the deep state players know that I know exactly what you're planning. And remember that Aria is from the sum of all fears. So, and Trump plays that quite a bit. So I do believe he knows the plan. He knows that after the election, and I for some reason, I feel like there might be two types of elections going on. One using the deep state system where they're going to say it's manipulated, and another election where we're using paper, we're using voter ID and one day voting. Now, we might just have one, but we could see that everything that is happening right now, we might be pushed into this type of scenario. Because again, Trump, yes, he wants the SAVE Act. Johnson and team, they are now trying to create a bill where this is included, but we know what's going to happen. Do you really think the Senate is going to say, you know something, this is a great plan, especially with the Democrats controlling the Senate and the rhinos in there? Oh, this is a great plan. Let's just have the Americans vote in the election. Well, that's not their plan at all. I mean, think about it. They just had a bill where the bill said we're going to deport every single illegal that actually committed a sex crime, rape and whatnot. All the Democrats said absolutely not. They rejected that bill. So do you really think they're going to be all for the SAVE Act, even with the government shutting down? I don't think so. I think they're going to push back very, very hard. And I do believe during this period of time, as an event occurs and we're heading towards war and the economy's crashing, I think they're going to be responsible for everything that we're witnessing. Because again, they don't want the SAVE Act. They want their illegals to vote. They're going to shut down the government. We're going to be on the precipice of war. The economy, most likely the market's going to have a correction, and they're going to be sitting there going, yeah, we just don't want the SAVE Act. And people are going to go, wait, you just don't want Americans voting? Only Americans? This makes no sense whatsoever. So you rather keep the government shut down while war is here, while the economy is in trouble, and we have events because terrorists and others are coming over the border. And remember, they're the ones responsible for all of this. So if they play it out that way, they're screwed. If they vote for the SAVE Act, they're screwed. No matter which way you look at it, they are screwed. And this is why I do believe in the end, most likely, they're going to have to go with the tactic after Trump wins, where they're going to try to keep him from holding office, where they're going to say he's ineligible to hold office. And you can see they're building this up right now. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the entire network of Epstein, Diddy, because this is all going to fall apart around them. And yes, sooner or later, what you're going to see is you're going to see all these corrupt politicians, individuals in Hollywood, CEOs, you name it, they're going to be implicated in all of this. And yes, more and more information is coming out, and it's getting worse and worse for them. And what's very interesting is that an international law enforcement operation, they have dismantled an encrypted communication platform known as Ghost, notorious for enabling large-scale drug trafficking and money laundering around the world because it was a global operation. And the investigation led to the arrest of 51 suspects from multiple countries, with more arrests expected. And the platform had gained popularity among criminal organizations for its advanced security features, and its dismantling marks a significant blow to a global organized crime network. The operation prevented several threats to life, dismantling a drug lab in Australia, and led to the global seizure of weapons, drugs, and over 1 million euro in cash. And I wonder what else they were involved in. Most likely, I would say human trafficking, child trafficking, and the rest, because once again, you can see that all of this is connected. And having open borders, allowing this to free flow across the globe, you can see how this is all connected. But the other thing that's very interesting, and the WorldNet Daily put this out on X, is that if we go back to 2018, Jonathan Oden was arrested for shooting up the Trump Hotel. And when he was interrogated, he did say something very, very interesting. He revealed that he was Sean Diddy Combs' sex slave, and that Diddy and DJ Khalid and Rick Ross are secretly gay. Now, that is very, very interesting. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, because we can see their entire network right now is falling apart around them. And those people that scream the most, the loudest, they have the most to lose. And I do believe at the right moment, at the right time, you're going to see certain information that is going to be produced, and it's going to implicate, well, a lot of CEOs, a lot of corrupt politicians, a lot of people in Hollywood, and they're going to be scrambling. And I do believe the clock is ticking down right now, and I don't think it's going to be that far off. Now, the other thing that we could see is that the deep state players, what do they want? They want the illegals in this country. And you could see the deep state players, they are trying to scare the American people, and actually scare the illegals, actually. Because Susan Rice is out there, and she's claiming that Trump will carry out mass expulsions of American citizens. Well, why would he expel American citizens? What she's really saying is, hey, you know, all you illegals that are in this country and you think you're an American citizen, he's going to get rid of you. So if you don't want this to happen, you better vote for Kamala. So she's trying to scare the illegals who think they might be American citizens into voting Kamala Harris, and hoping that these individuals will do whatever they want them to do because they don't want to be removed from this country. Think about what they're setting up right now. And you could see that the deep state players, they definitely want these illegals in this country. Because again, what's their agenda? Number one, it's their army. Number two, it's the great replacement theory. Number three, they need them to vote in the election. They don't care if they're criminals. They don't care if they're terrorists. They don't care. They just need bodies. They just need people in this country. And there was a bill that was created by Nancy May, which is H.R. 7909. And this was going to basically deport criminal illegal immigrants convicted of sexual offenses. More than 150 House Democrats voted against the bill that would have deported illegal immigrants convicted of sexual offenses or conspiracy to commit such crimes. Why would almost every single Democrat vote against this? It doesn't make sense, does it? But there were a couple of Republicans that decided to do this, to vote against it. And there were 14 Republicans that joined the Democrats, which is very, very interesting. And some of them are Banks, Biggs, Boebert, Burchett, Crane, Gates, Lamborn, Rogers, Rosendale, Stube, which is very, very interesting. So why would they do that? Something else might be up here. But you can see the Democrats, they said absolutely not. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have a different plan. Remember, if this is about waking people up, if this is about showing the people how the deep state is destroying this country, you need this to play out. You can't stop it right now. And I do believe this is probably one of the reasons why they decided to hold off on this. I do believe that, yes, eventually what's going to happen is, yes, all these people will be deported. But if we shut down everything the deep state is doing right now, what would people see? The people wouldn't see it. So, again, we shouldn't interfere with the enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. And I do believe this is why this is happening right now. Because remember, Trump needs the people, and not just the Republicans and independents that are with him. He needs the D's to see this play out to the very, very end. He needs the people on his side. Like he said in many of his rallies, we can't do this with 50% of the country. We need the majority of the people to do this. Because again, the majority overrules anything the deep state can do or try to do. And this is why Trump needs to show the people. He needs to show the people the truth. He needs them to wake up. And I do believe this is why we're going down this dark, scary path. And yes, as we go through this, the rest of this month, I think there's a week left in this month. But as we go through in this month in October, you're going to see things really accelerate right now. And yes, it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And Vance, he just let the people know, listen, the people of this country, we never consented to this. Rich Barris put this out and said, this is coming from Vance, quote, none of us consented to importing millions of illegals. We're allowed, Kamala Harris, as Americans to tell our political leaders that they're doing a bad job. We're not bad people, Kamala Harris, for loving this country. You're a bad person, Kamala Harris, for doing this to our country in the first place, which tells you that, yes, the people must say absolutely not. The people must say we don't want this. And what's very interesting is that the former chief BP agent, Aaron Heitke, he was testifying in front of Congress, and N. Wokeness put this out and said, former chief BP agent Aaron Heitke was ordered by Biden-Harris to cover up the disaster at the border. Data hidden on terror encounters, 150,000 flights to fly illegals to Texas, zero resources to track fentanyl. Anyone really surprised about this? And think about this. If your government does not use deadly force to defend your borders, but it does use deadly force to collect taxes and enforce its unconstitutional laws, then traitors have taken control of your government. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And Trump, he is letting the people know, listen, we can stop this. We can deport all these people and we can get rid of the gangs. The gangs that we're seeing out in Colorado, Denver, and many other places, we can just remove these individuals. And Trump, he's letting everyone know that he will actually form a task force to remove the gang members. This is what Team Trump put out on Truth. Trump said the following, I will launch a special task force of elite federal law enforcement to eliminate MS-13 and every other foreign gang operating on American soil. And remember, the deep state players, they use MS-13 gang members to do their dirty work. And this is why they're allowing them to come over the border like we're seeing right now. They love the gang members because they use them to off someone. They use them to commit certain crimes. Because again, it's very easy to get rid of these individuals when you're using gang members to do your dirty work. And it's very difficult to trace back to who actually gave the order. And this is why they like using these type of individuals. And Trump, he's letting us know from the very, very beginning that he's going to be deporting all these individuals. And think about it. We have an invasion that is happening right now. The deep state players, they're bringing in their foot soldiers. They are actually occupying this country and they're moving them to certain locations. Of course, they have many different agendas associated with this. Yes, one of them is for the elections. The other one I do believe is for chaos. And I do believe that at that point, Trump wants to use the military. He's going to deputize a lot of police officers to carry out the deportation, but he wants the people to see this play out and he wants the people behind him. So yes, they brought these people in here. Yes, they're going to use them to vote. When everything doesn't go their way, they're going to use them for chaos. And this is when Trump can use the National Guard, the military, use the police around the country to round these people up and remove them from this country. And I think the people will be all for it because, again, right now people are saying, yes, we have a major problem. They're using a lot of resources. Yes, they've committed crimes. We see it in different cities. But when they're destroying our country and they're burning down buildings, burning down people's businesses, when they're killing people right on the street because they were instructed to do this, the people at this point will say enough is enough. Think of the 2020 riots. What did people see back then? They saw all of this play out. But again, that was BLM. That was Antifa. This time around, it's going to be Antifa and the illegals. So Trump, is it going to be very easy for him to make the case that, hey, we need to round these people up? It's going to be a very easy case to make, and the people are going to be with him all the way. And of course, what is the deep state going to do? Well, they're going to want to censor all the information that's coming out because they don't want people to know what's going on. They only want to have it reported from their fake news outlets. Remember, the propaganda is to convince you of certain things that's not really happening. It's to brainwash you into certain ideas. They're not there to tell you the news. They're not there to tell you the truth. They're there to brainwash you and to make you think a certain way. That's their entire job. And you could see that the Biden administration, they were never going to give people internet access all over this country. They don't want people to have internet access. Actually, all the programs that they said they were going to do, they're never going to do it because it's all money laundering. And now we have the SEC Commissioner Brendan Carr says that Kamala Harris has made no progress on our broadband infrastructure initiative, despite having 3 years to work on it. In 2021, Harris agreed to lead the administration's signature $42 billion effort to extend internet service to millions of Americans. It has now been 1,039 days since the program was enacted. After all of that time, not one person has been connected to the internet. Not one home, not one business, not even one shovel worth of dirt has been turned. And it gets worse. No infrastructure builds will even start until sometime next year at the earliest, and in many cases, not until 2026. This makes Harris's $42 million initiative the slowest moving federal broadband deployment program in recent history. They were never going to do it. Why? Because they're laundering the money. The same thing with the charging stations. Do we have millions and millions of charging stations that Biden built? No, they're laundering the money. No one believes the government anymore. Everyone realizes that they're lying. How do we know this? Rasmussen Reports took a poll and they asked the question, when the government official speaks, how much of the time are they lying? All voters, 50% all the time, 33% most of the time, 40% some of the time. So 88% believe the government is lying at least some of the time. You think people are buying this? Absolutely not. People know the government is continually lying to them. And actually, if you look at the breakdown here, most of the time is 33%. Some of the time is 40%. So if you look at all the time, 15 plus 33, that's 48% of the people think pretty much almost all the time they're lying. And then you have 40% with some of the time, which you have a total of 88%. That should tell you everything you need to know. The people aren't falling for this. I mean, it's almost like Kamala, which we discussed yesterday about her going into your home, taking your gun. Does anyone see how this violates your constitutional right? I mean, first of all, the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's number one. Number two, how are you going into someone's house to make sure that the gun is there and it's safe? Because this goes against the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause. What would be the probable cause? See, the Second Amendment says you have the right to own an firearm. It doesn't say that I have to store it correctly. I can own it. I can do whatever I want with it. Whatever law they pass is repugnant to the Second Amendment. So it's null and void automatically, according to a Supreme Court case. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And she just violated two of your rights. You see, what they're trying to do is they're trying to convince you that these aren't rights, that these are privileges. And they want you to ask permission. It's almost like the airport. Think about this. They went ahead and they said, oh, look, terrorists are everywhere. So we have to push the Patriot Act that they had prepared way before 9/11. And that took away the people's rights. And you were able to be strip searched as you go into the airport. How difficult now is it to get your rights back? So now they just can do this. Now people are paying so they aren't searched. So hasn't this become a privilege? I mean, you go to the airport, you have clear where they're scanning you, you pay for that. And now that is a privilege. TSA PreCheck is a privilege. They could take that privilege away at any time. They actually made the rights that you're born with into a privilege, and the people of this country went along with it, not even questioning it. You know why? Because people just want a little bit of safety, a little bit of security. So everyone said, yeah, we'll do this. But remember what our founding fathers said. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. The people should have never gone along with this, because now what they've done is they turned it into a privilege. And now the people must take this back. I do believe Trump and the Patriots will take it back, because the people are going to demand it now, because people are waking up now. People are seeing that, hey, you know something? Everything that they did, we need to reverse, because they were actually pushing us into a place where they were going to try to get rid of our rights, rewrite the Constitution, and they were trying to convince us this entire time. This is what the fake news has been doing to you. It's a propaganda system that brainwashes you into thinking a certain way. And this is why they had to take it over, because otherwise, how would they get this job done? And they needed to bring in the people they needed into Congress. That's why you have all the corrupt people installed, not elected, because they needed these people to pass these type of bills. Now this has to be reversed. And I do believe all of it will be reversed. But first, we could see that people, they need to understand what the deep state is planning to do. And they're planning to destroy this country. They're planning to bring us to war. They're planning to get rid of the Constitution. And I think this is becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And when you see and you look out at the Middle East and you look at Ukraine, you look at Taiwan, you can see things are really starting to build up right now. Joe Truzman put this out and said the Israeli government did not tamper with Hezbollah devices that exploded. Defense and intelligence officials say it manufactured them as part of an elaborate ruse, the New York Times reports. So Ryan Savendra responded to this and said, Israel set this plan in place back in 2022. IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant Colonel Herzai Halvi said that Israel still has many capabilities that we have not yet activated against Hezbollah. We'll be curious to see if Israel infiltrated Hezbollah's rockets, missiles, and drones. That should be very, very interesting. So basically, Israel is destroying the communication network of the state-funded terrorists. They planned this for a very long time. And I do believe, just like Russia went into Ukraine, where they were destroying the deep state terrorist organization, Israel is now going into all these different countries, removing Hamas, removing Hezbollah, and destroying them. And I do believe soon we're going to see this happen in Taiwan. And what's very interesting, an OSINT defender put this out, it says, the extremely secretive unit 8,200 of the Israeli Intelligence Corps also participated in today and yesterday's sabotage attack against Hezbollah, with a Western intelligence source claiming that the unit was involved in the deployment of testing stages of the operation, determining specifically how to implant the explosive inside of the electronic device during the manufacturing process. So that is very, very interesting how this is all playing out. And if you really look at it, Iran now is going to be coming into the fold. We already see that they are coming into the fold, because already there's reports that Iran hacked Trump's campaign and they took the data from Trump. even though I do believe it was an inside job, but I do believe that this is all being set up right now to put the focus on Iran, because who was involved with Iran? Well, that was Obama. It was Hillary Clinton and many others. Remember, they sold uranium to Russia, then, which then distributed this uranium to Syria, to Iran, to North Korea. And also Obama sent Iran cash, just like Biden sent Iran cash, which allowed them to push their terrorist network, even though they said they didn't take the money, because remember how the game works. They deposit the money and then they take a loan out against the money, and they could say they never used the money. It's still in the account. But this is how their game works. Now, the other thing that we could see, Trump, he has now announced that he will officially make the Ground Zero site a national monument. It's absolutely amazing right now that it isn't a national monument. And remember who actually pulled this off. That was the deep state players. Just like with everything that you see in this country, they and foreign entities, they are responsible for all of this. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, what they're doing right now, they're exposing it all, their entire network, how they want to destroy this country. They're exposing their network of terrorists out in each one of these countries. All of it is now being exposed to the people, and the people are learning very, very quickly what this is all about. Just like people are learning about COVID and how all of this was one gigantic hoax. Isn't it very interesting that during this most deadly pandemic, we had Newsom, who was dining with no mask. We had Nancy Pelosi that was getting her hair done. She called up the hair salon and said, open up, I don't need a mask. And we had the ships that Trump sent to LA and to New York, and he set up these makeshift hospitals. They were completely and utterly empty in all these different locations. Instead, Cuomo and other governors decided to send sick people into nursing homes and kill them. And now we have the former New York City Mayor de Blasio's COVID czar. He was caught on video talking about wild sex and drug parties he had during COVID. So remember, during COVID, New York was locked down. 8.8 million citizens were locked down because of this deadly, deadly pandemic. But he was having sex parties. Very, very interesting. This tells you everything you need to know. So the senior advisor for public health in the mayor's office admitted to holding secret drug-fueled sex parties in a room below a bank on Wall Street with his wife. He admitted to hosting parties for between 8 to 9 individuals and explained how important the sex parties were for him and his fellow sex drug party participants due to the stress of being locked down. Dr. Varma admitted that he would have been embarrassed if anyone found out, because his job was to run the COVID response for New York City. So let's see. He had everyone locked down, everyone afraid, but they were having sex parties. Newsom was having dinner. Nancy was getting her hair done. I think this tells you everything you need to know. They knew it was a hoax. They knew that this wasn't real. Attention, patriots. You see what's happening out there? COVID, monkeypox, bird flu, the threats are constant, and we're not getting the full story from those in power. But here's the truth. You don't have to sit back and rely on them to protect you. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the fearless physician who advised the Trump administration and saved countless lives with his at-home treatments, has created Z-Stack, the original all-natural at-home preventative vitamin for COVID, flu, and other viral illnesses. This isn't just another supplement. It's a powerhouse blend of quercetin, zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D, specifically designed to fortify your immune system and keep you ready for anything. Imagine the confidence of knowing you're protected and prepared, taking your health into your own hands. This is about more than just vitamins. It's about freedom and taking back control. So don't wait for someone else to tell you what to do. Take action now. Go to ZStackLife.com and grab your bottle of Z-Stack today. Use promo code X22 at checkout to save 20%. Protect yourself, protect your family, and stay strong with Z-Stack. Once again, ZStackLife.com and use code X22 or click the link in the description. They created this out of nothing. It was one gigantic hoax to cheat in the election, to usher in the Great Reset, to usher in the Green New Scam, keep people locked down for years upon years so their system would be destroyed and they would get rid of Trump. I think that's becoming very, very clear now, and it's getting worse and worse for them as time goes on. This is why I do believe at this point in time where they're trying to use the mail-ins, COVID, mosquitoes, you name it, It's not going the way they thought it was going to go. It's completely and utterly falling apart. And yes, we do have cures out there for viruses. If you take zinc, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, actually now it's being shown that ivermectin can actually cure cancer. So I do believe that this is something the pharmaceutical company and the deep state players never wanted anyone to know. And if it got out there that these drugs could, cure the viruses, could they ever release another virus on the public? No, it would be completely impossible to do. And this is why they hid these drugs and they did it on purpose. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that Kamala Harris, she cheated in the debate. We know that ABC helped. We know that the moderators helped. We know that she got some form of questions. We could see it was one-sided with the fact-checking. And now we have U.S. Senator Roger Marshall. He has publicly called out ABC for alleged bias and collusion with Harris-Waltz campaign. And he wants all Harris's information, and he wants it delivered to his desk. He wrote a letter to ABC News and the Harris-Waltz campaign, and in the letter, he wants all information of what went on during the debate. Now, once again, you think they're just going to turn this over? I don't think so. Because, again, criminals, they're criminals. So why would they cooperate? I mean, look at Fannie Willis. She's defying a subpoena. These individuals, they don't care about the rule of law. That's why they're in these positions. Because they're criminals. Criminals break the law. They don't cooperate. They destroy evidence. They cover everything up. I think this is becoming very, very clear to the people right now that the criminal syndicate, criminals are running this country. And it's not just the president and the vice president. It's all the agencies. It's the news. It's Hollywood. It's all of it. They infiltrated this country. And they set up one gigantic criminal syndicate, and it's being run from the top. You don't need every single person. You don't need every single person in DC. You don't need every single person in Hollywood. You don't need every single person in the corporations. All you need is to place people at the top. That's what you need to do. And you can see this is what they've done. Actually, it's very, very clear when you look at the Teamsters. The people are telling the top echelon, hey, we want Trump. The top echelon saying, yeah, we don't agree with you. We're not doing that. Because those are the people that they put up at the top. And they're not for the people. They're against the people. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But you can see that the people do not like Kamala whatsoever. And she doesn't like them. Vernon Jones put this out and says, I keep telling you all about Kamala. Now look for yourselves. Kamala, at the end of her interview with the National Association of Black Journalists, she couldn't get out of there fast enough, and she left frowning. And the people standing there, the look on their face is like, what just happened here? She just left, and we're just standing here? One of the girls just like kind of rolled her eyes. That tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Tommy Tuberville, he is now calling for the Navy SEALs to protect Trump. Because he's saying if the United States Secret Service and DHS cannot do it, maybe we should get the military involved. Now, that is very, very interesting because that reminds me of Post 73. And if we go down Post 73, this is November 4, 2017, down below it says, do military guards uniform typically assist the United States Secret Service? Not normally, they do not. But if there are multiple assassination attempts and the United States Secret Service isn't up to the task, well, why not ask the military to assist because they are not corrupt? Why is this relevant? To show that Trump has the full backing of the military and that the military can be trusted to be around Trump. So I do believe that we might see something like this happen, and we can see that Tommy Tuberville and probably many others are going to be calling for this. Because once again, we've had two attempts on Trump's life, and we could see who's heading this all up. This is Mayorkas, who's the head of DHS, which is the head of the United States Secret Service. So once again, you could see they're doing this on purpose, because what is their plan? Their plan is to bring in all the illegals. Who's head of that? Oh, that's right. It's Mayorkas. Their plan is to get rid of Trump and stop him from being president. And you can see this all points to Mayorkas. And yes, Where do you think all the information is coming from? How do you think the FBI and all these people know where Trump's going to be? Because it's all being leaked out. Does Trump know this? I do believe yes. I do believe the military intelligence is giving him a heads up. They understand what is happening right now. They understand where they have to monitor. And I do believe this is why Trump sent us that message about checkmate, that he knows what they're doing in the military now is focused on this. And I wouldn't be surprised in the next couple of weeks if all of a sudden we start to see the military involved in protecting Trump, which is going to be very, very interesting. But you know what people are seeing? They're seeing that Harris and Waltz, they're just hiding, just like Biden did. I mean, they got fooled the first time, but this time around, I don't think the people are being fooled because remember, they had 4 years of their policy, and now people see the economy breaking down. They see the open borders. They see the resources being used in their different towns and cities. They see the crime that's being committed in all these different areas. They see the deep state players giving them everything. They just saw the Democrats completely vote against the bill to deport those people that are involved in sex crimes. And people also are now seeing that their pets are being eaten. So are the people now looking at Harris and Walt saying, can you fix this now? Harris, you're in office. All of this is falling apart under your watch. What is going on here? And the people aren't falling for Harris and Walt's hiding anymore because they know that if you're hiding, you're afraid. If you're hiding, it means that you cannot be president because you don't have the strength to be out in front and to talk to the press, to answer questions. This is what the people are now noticing. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, Trump Vance have together done 63 print and TV interviews since July 21. Harris Waltz have done 7. Pick your fighter, America. Absolutely. And the other thing that's really interesting, Trump recently had a rally in Tucson, Arizona. And out in Tucson, the Pima County supervisor, she posted a profane sign on social media. The sign which read, F.U. MAGA, no more orange, in Spanish. And during this rally, the Latinos for Trump, they came down with a strange illness where they had blurry vision, they were dizzy, nauseous. And this was the area of the rally where Trump walks in. So were they trying to make Trump sick and they got like 20 other people sick? Because this is kind of odd. So what kind of device or spray or something were they feeding into this area to try to get Trump and others sick? So that is very, very interesting. And it's very odd that that happened. And the other thing that's really odd is that yesterday the Teamsters came out with their poll showing Trump 58% and Harris 31%. And you have to remember, this is 14.4 million members. So think about the poll that was just taken. 58% Trump, 31% Harris. That is a landslide right there. But of course, the Teamsters union head said, well, we're not going to endorse anyone. But let's go back a little bit in time, and John Rich put this out, and it says the following. I still believe the post below will come to pass. Teamsters union member poll. In June, Biden 44%, Trump 36%. Now Trump 58%, Harris 31%. And remember, going back in time, they actually endorsed Biden, even though he had a 44 to 36%. That wasn't the majority. So that shows you that the leaders, they're not for the people. Once again, you don't have to have all the people with, you know, in the deep state. All you need is the top people who are leading these different organizations. And this is a very easy example where you could see it very, very clearly. Cernovich put this out and said, this means Trump is supported by union workers. Teamster officials are corrupt. They can't endorse anti-fracking and a pipeline destroying Comrade Harris. Members would revolt, so they won't endorse anyone. This is de facto a Trump endorsement, which it is. But it also shows us something else that's very, very interesting. Since 14.4 million people voted in that poll, and it shows that Trump has 58% of the people, look at the poll that Elon did back in August. And it was 5.8 million people. Trump, 73%. Kamala, 27%. We also have C-SPAN. that did a poll back on September 10th. 313,000 people voted. Kamala Harris, 26%. Donald Trump, 74%. So when you see these incredible polls on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, and the rest, and they're saying, look how close this is. Trump's up by two. Kamala Harris beaten by one. It's done with 1,000 people. And they oversample. That's how they get you to believe that it's a close race. Why do they have to make you believe it's a close race? Because if you're going to cheat in an election, you can't show the polls that say, hey, Trump has 73%, Kamala has 20%, and Trump won. Because they have to make it look real enough to feed in the ballots, not the votes, the ballots that they print to make it look like, look, she won. It was a very close race. Trump was up by two. Kamala in some points were up at one. But look, Kamala won, and there can be no question about it. That's why they feed you the fake polls. That's why they do it over and over and over, because they need to convince you of something that's really not happening. That's the whole point of the propaganda networks. They're not there to tell you the news or the truth. They're there to convince you of something that they want to convince you of. If they're going to convince you that Kamala has a chance, this is how they do it. If they want to convince you that Trump worked with Russia to cheat in the election in 2016, this is what they do. So when you're listening to the networks, this is their whole agenda right there. But it's all completely and utterly falling apart. And it's going to be very, very difficult this time around because laws have been changing. We have a lot of individuals being taken off the voter rolls that are either dead or don't live there anymore. Just for example, Oklahoma announced it has complied with state law and cleaned up its voter rolls by removing some 453,000 voters who were registered, including ineligible voters such as convicted felons and deceased voters. You see, the deep state players, they need all these voters on the voter rolls. They don't want to clean it up because they can use their names, they can use their addresses, they can use all this. And they give those names to the illegals, they drop those into the drop boxes or they mail them back in, and no one's the wiser. Plus, they can use all these names to print up the ballots. And then they can feed them into the system. So this time they're having the post office do the dirty work. This way there's no cameras, nobody can see what's really going on. But I do believe this time around it's going to fail. And you can see the deep state players, they're already planning for after the election to make sure Trump doesn't hold office. Remember Jamie Raskin let everyone know that, hey, there's going to be chaos after the elections during the certification of the elections on January 6, 2025. Expect to be another insurrection because we might not certify or we might say Kamala won. Well, Dan Goldman is out there and he's saying that Trump plans to execute a coup on January 6th. So they're trying to convince everyone that once this insurrection, this coup happens, Trump will be ineligible to hold office, because I do believe this is probably the only way they're going to be able to get Trump out of the running here, because the election's going to be too big to rig. So all they have is after the election, but it's not going to go the way they think it's going to go, because again, it's not going to be the Trump supporters. It's going to be revealed it's the illegals, it's Antifa, and it's not going to go the way they think it's going to go. But what's very interesting is that the FBI says Iran hacked Trump campaign, then sent the information to Biden Harris staffers. Now, of course, Biden and Harris are saying, we have no knowledge of this. We don't know what happened here. But the FBI is now putting it out there. And this actually looks very, very similar to 2016, 2017, when they said Russia was doing this. That is very interesting. So let me translate this for you. FBI hacked Trump campaign to find dirt on Trump. They couldn't find anything. They handed it over to the staffers. They couldn't find anything there. So now they're blaming Iran for the election interference, cyber attack, and war. Jim Jordan put this out and said, Iranian hackers sent stolen Trump campaign information to people associated with Biden-Harris campaign. This is exactly what Democrats said happened during the Russian collusion scandal. But this time it's real. Where's the outrage? Trump, he put this out. When does Kamala and her campaign go before a grand jury on Iran, Iran, Iran? My campaign went through hell on the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. The big difference is that the Iran Kamala campaign corruption case is real. That's interesting, isn't it? Then he put this out, which is very, very interesting. Wow, just out, the FBI caught Iran spying on my campaign and giving all of the information to the Kamala Harris campaign. Therefore, she and her campaign were illegally spying on me. Isn't it interesting that Trump is bringing up spying on him? Isn't this what happened back in 2016? And who spied on him? Obama. Who's directing Kamala? Obama. To be known as the Iran-Iran case, will Kamala resign in disgrace from politics? Will the communist left pick a new candidate to replace her? Is Trump now letting everyone know there might be a change of batter because they're looking at their internal polls and their internal polls are telling them, listen, if we're going to cheat in the election with the ballots, we are definitely going to need a lot of ballots because at this point, we're not going to have enough. We're going to have to shut down for at least a month. This is just too big to rig. So we're going to either have to go with Kamala or we're going to have to bring someone else in to actually rig this election. So are they trying to use this? And this is why they brought it out into the open. Are they trying to use this to have Harris drop out to bring in another player during October? Now, this is very, very interesting. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it looks like Trump is trying to force them down this path. And I think he's trying to let everyone know that something like this might occur, which is very, very interesting. So has Trump just turned the tables on the deep state players? It's starting to seem that way. And remember Chris Krebs, who said during 2020 that the elections were secure, that there was no cheating whatsoever? He's back. And the Trump Room put this out on X. Former CISA director Chris Krebs. This is the tip of the iceberg for the Iranian influence operation in the 2024 election. We will see more. All of a sudden, the elections aren't going to be secure. And remember, Iran and the other countries that are connected to Iran, like Russia and China, they have the ability to actually cyber attack. And you know the deep state players are going to use a cyber attack. And I do believe this is why they're building this narrative right now, because they want everyone to know that the elections were manipulated. Because even if they bring in a change of batter, I don't believe they'll be able to pull this off. And I think the election will be too big to be rigged. And even with, let's say, Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton, whoever they're going to bring in, they're not going to be able to do it, which means they're going for the manipulation of the results. But let's go back to post 4951, since it's Chris Krebs. This is November 12th, 2020, and it says, who stepped down today forced? Well, back then, it was Chris Krebs. He was fired. How do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post-POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. So the question is, how do you do this? Well, if there is a cyber attack and they say the elections are manipulated and we can't certify them, we must go to a system where a foreign entity cannot cyber attack the election and manipulate the elections. And that is paper, that is voter ID, and one day election counting. So it's interesting that the SAVE Act is in the House, it passed the House, and we know the Senate, they're going to push back. And do you really think Biden's going to sign it? Unless there's an event. If there's an event, that might happen. And I do believe with everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing, I do believe Trump is bringing Obama front and center into focus. This is why we're hearing a lot of talk about Iran. And I just want to go back to post 199. November 22nd, 2017. Uranium One, Canada, Europe, Asia, Iran, North Korea. Where did it end up? What was the purpose? Who was supposed to win the election in 2016? That was Hillary Clinton. Why was the Iran deal kept from Congress and placed at the highest level of classification? Meaning a United States senator could not review the deal, but other foreign powers could. How much money was hand-delivered by planes? Why in cash? Why? Where did the planes actually land? What was the cover? Who paid for Barack Obama to attend Harvard? Why would this occur pre-political days? Who is the biggest contributor to the Clinton Foundation? The graphic is the key. Why does the mainstream media push conspiracy without investigation? Who controls the mainstream media? Deep state. Who are they selling uranium to? Russia. What does the word conspiracy mean to you? Has the word conspiracy been branched to mean something shameful in today's society? The world cannot handle the truth. This pill cannot be swallowed by most. Risk in painting this picture? The sum of all fears. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he plays this at his rallies. And after two assassination attempts, Trump, he played Nessun Dorma. And this is an aria where it was played in the movie of Sum of All Fears when the Russian president and the U.S. president got together and they realized that the deep state players, they were trying to start World War III. And both of them signed a peace agreement and the deep state players were taken out one by one while this aria was playing. And at the end of this aria, the translation is, at dawn, I win, I win, I win. Is Trump sending a message? I do believe so. And I do believe Trump, the people, in the end, they're going to win and they're going to take back this country. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.